AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. High drama Wednesday night in college basketball. Tyrell Ward came through with a putback at the buzzer to give LSU a 75-74 win over 17th-ranked Kentucky. When teammate Jordan Wright's shot was blocked, the ball went to Ward, and he knew what to do.
I saw Coach Dan call a timeout, so I knew we was going to try to get to the rim since we was only down by 1 point, and I knew the whole defense was going to collapse on Jordan, so I just figured if I crash, I might get an open look at it, and you saw the rest.
And so did the LSU fans who stormed the court. All this after the Bayou Bengals came back from 16 down on Saturday to win at number 11, South Carolina. Meanwhile, there was more last-second excitement when Illinois went to Penn State. Correspondent David Schuster reports.
Zach Hicks converted all three free throws with 3 seconds left to give Penn State a 90-89 come-from-behind victory over number 12 Illinois.
I just kind of wanted to block out the noise and just win us the game and stuff like that. So nothing was really going through my mind. It was just, you know, win the game and do whatever it takes. And at the time, it was for me to make three free throws. So I went out there and did that.
The Nittany Lions rallied from 10 down with just 2.5 minutes left to win the game as they were paced by Nick Kearns' career-high 22 points. Terrence Shannon Jr. had a career-high 35 for the Illini, but 18 turnovers led to their loss as they fall to 19-7.
Those were not the only ranked teams to get knocked off on Wednesday. George Mason defeated number 16 Dayton 71-67, and New Mexico just got past number 22 Colorado State 68-66. Otherwise, it was business as usual. Number 7 Marquette dumped Dormat DePaul 105-71. An 8th-ranked Duke had its way with Miami. We get this report from Steve Kearney.
Jeremy Roach had 16 points, leading the Blue Devils to an 84-55 win over the Hurricanes. Duke also got 15 points each from Kyle Filipkowski and Mark Mitchell, and Tyrese Proctor chipped in 12 in just 23 minutes off the bench in his return from concussion protocol. The Blue Devils, who never trailed in the game, used a 13-0 run midway through the first half to break the game open and led by as many as 31 in the second half. Duke has now won 5 straight and 16 of its last 18, while the Hurricanes have now dropped 5 consecutive games.
In a matchup of top 25 squads, 13th-ranked Alabama needed overtime to defeat number 24 Florida 98-93. Back with hockey, soccer, and more after this. Hockey. Auston Matthews of Toronto became the fastest player to reach the 50-goal plateau in 28 years when he scored in the first period of the Maple Leafs' 6-3 win at Arizona. Then he added a 51st goal in the second period. As for that 50th goal, he had to give credit to the guy who got him the puck, linemate Mitch Marner.
He sees the ice so well. I just try to get open when he's got the puck, and I know he's got a great sense of where I am out on the ice and vice versa. So, you know, we just try to work off the puck for each other and create that offense.
In the night's top matchup, Boston won a topsy-turvy 6-5 decision at Edmonton thanks to Charlie McAvoy's overtime goal. Defenseman Mason Loray was one of many relieved Bruins.
It was wild. Crazy game. They're a really good team, so obviously, you know, they weren't just going to roll over. Good matchup and nice to come out on top at the end.
In this game, the Bees led 4-1, trailed 5-4, tied the score at 5, and that set the stage for McAvoy's game winner. In other action, Buffalo won at Montreal 3-2, the Flyers beat the Blackhawks 3-1, and it was Columbus 7, Anaheim 4. Soccer. The MLS season started with a bang when Lionel Messi had an assist and Inter Miami got the best of Real Salt Lake 2-0. Pro football. On Wednesday, the Chicago Bears made a personnel move that made history. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has the story.
The Chicago Bears have hired Jennifer King as the first female assistant coach in franchise history. She will be an offensive assistant working with running backs. King became the first black female in NFL history to serve as a primary position coach in 2021 with Washington. She was first hired by Washington in 2020 as an offensive intern, and she spent the past 3 seasons as an assistant running backs coach. Coach Matt Eberflus filled out his staff by announcing the final 6 members Wednesday.
Bruce Morton, AP Sports.